Question 22. Imagine that you had an income of $50,000 per year in odd-numbered years and of $100,000 per year in even-numbered years. Would you double your consumption in even-numbered and have it in odd-numbered years? That seems unlikely. Most people would spend less than their income in even-numbered years and more in odd-numbered years, setting their consumption levels not to the current income, but to $75,000. Although this is an extreme stylization, real-world cases may approximate it. American schoolteachers, for example, are paid only for 9 months' work each year. They would save about a quarter of their income each month to carry them over the summer months with approximately the same level of consumption. Similarly, people who work on commission or for tips are aware that some seasons of the year, say Christmas for a salesman or summer holidays for a waitress in a resort town, are more lucrative, and they would save some of the income from these periods to boost consumption in slower times. People are likely to smooth predictable fluctuations in income by adjusting consumption to the average level of income.